First, good morning to James Carlton. James, we're learning more about this elusive Palmer United Senator Dio Wang.
Yes, he's proving himself elusive until now because he's granted an extensive interview to Sarah Ferguson on 7:30 last night, and he's demonstrated him to be, well, the ultimate non-member of the political class. He answers every question immediately, succinctly, briefly, and apparently truthfully. Let's have a listen. Dio Wang last night.
How would you describe your politics before you joined Palmer United?
My politics? Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I got interested into politics because someone said there will be no carbon tax under the government I lead. And then suddenly she changed her position. That's something got me interested in politics.
So it was the carbon tax that brought you into politics?
Yeah, carbon tax, but in a general sense, politicians say one thing before election but do the opposite after election is really what got me interested.
Clive Palmer says the federal budget is a rape on the Australian public. Do you agree?
I think that's probably a right statement.
You agree that it's a violent attack on the Australian people?
Yes, I think so. It's an attack on the poor, it's an attack on the young children, it's an attack on the students, it's an attack on the senior citizens, it's an attack on those who get sick more often. So it's hardly to dispute that's not an attack.
WA Palmer United Party Senator-elect Dio Wang. We'll have more later. And how's this for a headline? Every single thing you have ever heard about MH370 has been wrong. When it disappeared, why, how, and now where? Now the world knows less about the Malaysian Airlines flight than the day it vanished. It's the Courier Mail headline. And, well, markets, we can turn to them. We have London up 0.3%, Paris and Frankfurt flat, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.4%, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 up 0.5%, which means the S&P 500 is at 1,920 points, a new all-time high. And that's the markets, Ellen.